So it's a really good indication, as you said, of discovery, but it's also, we called them recommendations because it really is the creator saying, this is a list of other podcasts I think you will like. And it's a high value recommendation, therefore.
Welcome to FanZone, your bite-sized guide to getting the most out of the True Fans podcast app. In each episode, we'll discuss an aspect of the app and hopefully answer any questions you may have about it. Plus, when you listen to FanZone in True Fans, you can earn as you listen and use your earnings to support your favourite podcasters. I'm Claire Waite-Brown, independent podcaster and all-round podcast enthusiast.
And I'm Sam Sethi, the CEO and founder of True Fans.
Carrying on, looking at the tabs that appear on the show screen of a podcast. After reviews, there's a tab called recommendations, which I like very much. I think they're a lovely discovery feature. But Sam, can you explain to us what that actually means?
Yeah, so recommendations are really the creator of the podcast saying, here are other podcasts that I think you, my fan, will like to listen to based on you listening to my own podcast. So it's a really good indication, as you said, of discovery, but it's also, we called them recommendations because it really is the creator saying, this is a list of other podcasts I think you will like. And it's a high value recommendation, therefore. Now, in other apps, they may be called pod roles, which was the original name for them. But we thought we would go back to the word recommendations because it made much more sense for people who are new to podcasting to understand the term and what might be within that tab.
Yeah, I think as a listener, if you're not a podcaster yourself, you're not really going to know what pod role means. It's related to blog role, which means nothing to me either. So
yes. This means something to us old people who were around in the days of blogging.
So recommendations, I mean, it does what it says on the tin, doesn't it?
It does.
You do have the option in this tab to choose the tile and list view, which we've talked about before, but basically that just shows you the art in big or the art in little. Mm-hmm. And it's really lovely because you can just click on that and go straight to that show that's been recommended. And as you said, it's the like, no trust. You know, I like this podcast. I like this podcaster. If they're recommending these shows, then I'm likely going to like them as well. How do the recommendations get there? How does the podcaster put them there?
The primary way of doing it should be through your host. Now, not many hosts yet support this new feature. Buzzsprout, for example, do. And so you'd be able to go into the admin dashboard in your host and you will get a option called pod role. You go into there, there's a search box, you search for podcasts that you like and you click add to pod role in Buzzsprout. We're hoping that other podcast hosts adopt this feature as well, but so far they haven't. Now, you as a creator can also claim your podcast in TrueFans and you can go into your creator's dashboard and there is an option in there for recommendations. And exactly the same way as Buzzsprout, there's a search box, you find the podcast you want to recommend and you add them basically as a list appears. So either through your host or through directly the creator's dashboard in TrueFans. But as you know, Claire, we're going to be talking more about the creator's dashboard and the features and functions in the future episodes.
Yeah, brilliant. And as you know, Sam, it's one of my favourite features. And I was quite disappointed when I found out it wasn't as well supported as I thought it was. So more people need to do it. But yeah, we'll talk about how you can do that if your hosting company doesn't do it. You can do it directly in TrueFans, which is brilliant. We'll talk about that in the future. Thank you so much for that, Sam.
Pleasure, Claire.
Thanks so much for listening. There are lots more episodes of FanZone for you to get stuck into and that show you how to make the most of the fab features that this forward-looking podcast app has to offer podcast listeners and creators alike. We'd love to hear from you. You can send us a comment on True Fans, more about that in the FanZone episode on comments, or email support@truefans.fm.